Can you hear me? 聞こえる？みんな聞こえる？Hello, hello. The chances of he miss space on off day are low, but never zero. I just felt like talking with you guys a little bit. Just a little bit of it. Hello, Arahime. I don't know, I feel kind of restless lately. Kind of, I think I mentioned it before on some streams. It's like I feel kind of restless not doing anything on my off days, even though it's supposed to be, you know, for me to rest or for me to focus on other stuff, but なんかあれに、あれにやりたいの気持ちいいかな。はい、夢、はい。はいはい。I'm gonna survive the flight back, bro. I'm just gonna be sitting there like vibrating, shaking, screaming, crying. Like, my ADHD is not gonna like this. Yeah, I mean, that aside, I think lately I've been kind of, like, oh, I feel a bit motivated to continue and like work hard and do as much as I can, even if I don't have much time or much energy. Like, you guys all know, like, Suisei's story, right? Like, how she went from basically building her own career up from the ground up into what she is now. I feel like recently I've been watching a lot of her and listening to a lot of her music and kind of got more motivated or inspired by Sui-chan. I guess I can kind of empathize with some of the things, some of the frustrations she must have had. She really went fly. Yeah, she. It's not like I'm expecting to like reach that level, but just like hearing about how she continued to persevere despite management not like caring about her, and despite all the setbacks she had to endure. It's just, it makes me want to do the same, you know? What's frustrating me? Nothing in particular, or at least not that I can talk about, but, you know, people like me that, like, I feel like I'm someone that runs on, like, spite, okay? Like, if someone tells me that I can't do something or that I'm not good at something, it's just gonna make me want to do it even more, you know? It's kind of hard because, like, with everything going on, when basically everyone is like, and everyone doesn't care about you, or like, it seems like everyone around you would rather see themselves succeed or see other people succeed. It just makes me kind of want to like work even harder to prove them wrong, you know? Yeah. I guess it's not really like, if I said wanting to talk about this out of nowhere was like if I said it was out of nowhere, I'd be lying because yeah. But you know, despite everything going on, I just wanted to say that I'm going to, you know, I'm going to work much harder and show you guys what I'm capable of. You know, like everything that I mentioned in my debut stream, all the things I'm good at, like, or like quote unquote good at, like, say I can speak a lot of languages, I can play guitar, I can sing. If I don't put those talents to use, if I don't use those skills, then what's the point of me including them in my skill set, you know? So I'm gonna resolve to, like, even if it's not perfect, even if it's not, like, great, I'm going to do my best to show you guys my guitar. I'm gonna do my best to practice speaking Spanish, or practice speaking Japanese, and everything that I mentioned. It's not easy to burn yourself. I think, like, burnout is most likely to happen if I don't, like, you get burnt out easily if you work hard, but you don't see any, like, you don't see any benefits or any rewards from your hard efforts. But just having you guys here listening to me and, like, showing your support, it's already enough to show me that, like, what I'm working towards is worth it, and what the things I want to do, I can, if I push hard enough, if I keep persevering in the face of everyone that doesn't want me to succeed, I can continue. I can continue on. I can keep going. I'm not gonna stop here. Yeah, I'm motivated because of, I'm motivated because of you guys, really. Like, you guys are the proof that all my efforts are going to be, you know, worth something. You know, even if it doesn't go really far, I'm just glad that I had the chance to meet all of you. I'm glad I had the chance to meet my Himebeatles. Even if it's just for a few minutes of your day, or if you decide to watch me for a long time, I want to thank you for being here. Don't know why I decided to just, I guess I miss you guys. It feels like lately it's a lot easier to speak my mind when I talk to you guys. So, you know, sitting here alone in my room and stewing in these thoughts isn't good. So, thank you for listening to me. I hope that I can foster, like, a cozy and supportive community for my Himebeatles. And I think it shows because you guys are always so active in, like, the Discord and on Twitter. It's like, even when I'm not streaming, you guys have so much to say. You guys are so funny. Sometimes I'm just back reading the Discord. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, it feels nice to vent a bit. It does. It does feel nice. Honestly, I was thinking if I should do a stream or if I should do a space, but I was like, you know what? It's been a while since I did a space. I wonder how bad the mic quality is actually. I'm gonna go listen to it on my PC, and see what it sounds like. Wait, can I join my own space? Fuck! No, what if it like switches to it's passable? Okay, that's nice. Space is a different experience, yeah. iPhone quality mic be like. Yeah, I guess I actually should probably sleep a bit earlier. You know, recently my sleep schedule has been kind of like it's been kind of adjusting to my later stream time because you know how I stream at 8 p.m., right? So normally before I would wake up at like 10 and then I'd have nothing to do throughout the entire day. Like I just like sit on my ass or like go outside and pluck some weeds until 8 p.m. And then by the time it's 8 p.m. I'm always so EP. I'm always really tired. So to combat that, I have been waking up at 5 p.m. Yeah, so that you know it helps with my sleep schedule, because then I'm not EP when I stream, and then that means I can be more energetic. Though yeah, wall staring is a mandatory part of my sleep schedule too. But I think when I go back to Australia, it'll be better because it's around like 2 or 3 p.m. depending on daylight savings. It's between 2 and 3 p.m. when I stream. And I wanna wake up at like 12-ish. You can tell you too, good night, human. Shh, shh. Okay, yesterday I napped for like 4 hours and then I just woke back up and sat on my laptop, bro. So you're still gonna go through your part-time idea? I'm thinking about it. I might do some vital next for this coming term because I only have two classes, and I think both of them are online only. I'm not sure because the curriculum doesn't say, but guess I'll find out. But yeah, I do want to I do want to get another job and like save up money so maybe I can come over to NA and visit the other members more often. Yeah, I've hard timing a gong cha. Listen, I was actually considering like just like simple arigato like that. Yeah, hopefully it is so I don't have to like waste time traveling to and from the campus, and so so I don't have to leave my room. I was considering like maybe freelancing as well as a part-time job, but I don't know, freelance feels like it just feels like kind of feels like homework and not really a job. Imagine human making your pink drink. No, the drinks I make are all just gonna be the wasp. You know, the Starbucks cup with a wasp inside. Anyways, let's keep that, right? I mean, it's not like they can stop me from getting a job outside of Face Connect. What are they gonna do? Fire me? Yeah, but as long as it doesn't impact my streaming, it should be fine. And I think I'll be okay. I'm getting more resilient to like spending long periods of time like just focused and stuff. So I think having somewhere to go outside and, like, you know, not think about, for example, not think about, like, work stress or not think about school stress for a while would be nice. But I don't know. It all depends if, you know, it all depends if I have time. I mean, after all, you know, my mom actually has been telling me to, like, stop streaming so much and, like, focus on school. And she's been saying, like, oh, you need to focus on school and you need to spend more time with your friends and everything. And then me still planning to keep up 5 days a week streaming schedule when I get back. Yeah, about that. And I think she sees, like, my streaming career is, like, part-time or, like, temporary, but, like, for me, like, this is what I love doing. This is what I really want to do. What I want to do for the foreseeable future. And did she say it? Because she's just saying that because she knows how stressed I get, like, how I get under pressure and everything. And she's worried that, like, maybe, like, streaming so much is, like, affecting my mental health or anything. Yeah, she's just, like, generally worried. But I think I'm fine. Like, on the contrary, if I have to, like, take a day off and, like, just sit, like, stew in my own thoughts for, like, in my own head for too long, I'm gonna go insane. So yeah, friends, one of those. Who needs friends? I've made a total of 2 friends since I came to uni, and I intend to keep it that way. Well, maybe who knows? But yeah. This is just, I guess, like, me ranting. Hi, Ophelia. Hello. Pretty good outlet for the madness here. Exactly. It's gotten to the point, like, I feel like if I'm not streaming or, like, not doing something stream-related, like, not recording, not editing, anything, it feels like I'm wasting my time, you know? I don't know if that's good or not. It's probably not great to be, like, so focused on something, like, on one thing. But I just wanna, you know, I wanna put out good content for you guys. I wanna be thoroughly prepared for my streams. I don't want to half-ass anything anymore. Well, not like I half-ass most things, but, like, you know what I mean. Like, for example, right now I'm doing a lot of planning for my Valentine's Day stream, aka Singles Awareness Day, because I, on the 14th, have absolutely nothing to do, so I'll be streaming for most of the day. Yeah, a little spoiler, but we're gonna do a long stream on that day, because, you know, who fucking needs, like, couples, love is in the air. Who needs that? Who needs that when oh, go live button. Who needs that when you have go live button? How long? I'm thinking from, depends. So I was thinking either from 3 p.m. or 12 p.m. onwards and just, like, doing whatever. I don't know about 12 p.m. because I don't know if I'll be awake. You can go on a date. Oh my goodness. I'm being asked out on a date by a hot girl. Shit. When a bumblebee comes up and asks me on a date, I'm going to tell him to bend over and show hole. Oh God. Yeah. I'm going to try and fix my sleep schedule a little bit for next week, because we are starting to do more 3 p.m. streams. Filling in some gaps in the schedule, you know, dead hours. But for now, it's probably gonna be like 3 p.m. to 10 or 11, depends. There's a lot of fun things planned, as well as some interesting buses. But yeah, it's gonna be a fun day. I wish I was like, an actual neat with no responsibilities so I could stream all day, every day. But, life do be like that. So I won't be able to contribute much to the Spanish memes. It's okay. My like the these Spanish streams that I'm doing, like, don't be worried if you're like an English speaker and you don't really understand what's going on, because most of it, like, I don't, as you saw, I don't speak Spanish that well either. It's just that I want to reconnect with a bit of like a bit of my Spanish audience that supports me. Because you guys were so supportive on the very first Spanish stream, and I want to do that with my other, like, the other communities that watch me too. So like, you don't have to worry about like, not being able to understand everything or et cetera. Just, yeah. And eventually I do want to do things like that with like my Korean viewers or my Chinese viewers. I feel like learning languages is something that's really cool because you can connect with like different audiences, and you always like, as for example, as a native Chinese speaker, if I saw like my favorite streamer try and speak Chinese to like connect with me as an audience member, I feel really touched. So I hope I can do that for some of you guys. And maybe like even some other cultures or languages that I'm not familiar with. If you guys want to see that, I could do that too. Maybe because like learning languages is one of my strong suits. It's like my head is so empty. I'm so stupid because all the space in my head has been filled with just like the languages that I speak. He's face connecting now. That makes them feel really happy when they experience that. Yeah, that's what I want to like express, I think. And like I've seen like the overwhelming amount of support that you guys are capable of. So I'm really excited to do that in the future. Teach Chinese. Yeah, I could also, if you guys are interested, I could also like teach you some of the things that I know from my cultures or from my languages. Yeah, me and Urka will teach will team up and we'll teach you Chinese. It's good to learn their languages because then you can connect with their cultures too. Yeah, it's really cool like finding out different things about like different communities. Like for example, when I found out about the Mimir thing, I don't know why I really liked it because Mimir is so cute. It's 50% languages, 50% different insults. That is true. That is true. Yeah, that's another idea for the future. But for now, maybe, I don't know. I was just gonna end it, but kind of want to sing a little. Is it cringe if I sing right now? Shh. That was an honest mistake, on God. I use an opportunity to retain. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's kind of like I'm relearning Spanish. Sing yourself a lullaby to sleep. I don't know any lullabies. Since I was talking about Suisei, maybe I'll sing a Suisei song. Okay, it's gonna be cringe, but we're gonna do it anyways. Yeah, we are cringe, but we are free. Okay. Let me pull up the lyrics real quick. Okay. Say song is nice. True. パッと弾けた感情に言い訳を並べて過ごしたかとも知らない街明かり君だけだって嘘をついた信じたくもないままで踊っている示すために連ね続けた言葉見えないの僕が僕のこの声が聞こえてる That's a hint to talk シルエットするもん透明できっと不可能だけれどでもせめて声をからそう意志にすがってもずっと正面を濁すと見たいだOkay, goodbye. This was cringe. Farewell. For those of you that are going to sleep, oya chumi, chuchu. Don't forget to save this space. Oh shit, wait. I think that was only a setting I could do in the start. Onyo. Oh no! Okay, well, I'm sure someone's probably gonna archive it. Yeah. Good night, guys. I will go. I'm gonna knock back a hot milky and pass the fuck out. Yeah. 잘 자, 이메짱. 잘 자요. 너 여수미? Here, have some mic. Might have some microphone biting. Oh.